I rather inelegantly yesterday touched on a question that I want to return to, the idea of Ireland as a naturally conservative place. I addressed it as a reproach to the idea sometimes advanced that in some way the Civil War had caused the unnatural extension of the right wing in Ireland, and that if only they would merge together, the Labour Party would swell in its support. Well, I don't think that would happen. I don't even see how you could argue it would happen. We are a conservative society. In fact, we're a society utterly resistant to change of any sort. I think that's why you're seeing the swing in this election from Fianna Fáil to Fine Gael. They reassuringly represent the same thing as we had before, but a bit better. Well, if that's the best we can do, it's not great, I think. But nonetheless, that is what people crave. The same. And if we're in the position where we're only looking for the same things, well, fortunately, there are always lots of people willing to give us that. Bertie Ahern understood this, as he understood so many other things about the Irish psyche. And he instituted enormous sweeping social change without ever discussing it or describing it. It just didn't happen. And yet, the evidence of it was around us. As long as we pretended it wasn't there, we could continue to persuade ourselves that things were just the same as before. Our media is similarly conservative. It craves familiarity. We see the same faces in programme after programme across different channels. But more than that, even in reporting on current affairs events, when reporting on change, they attempt to persuade us that things are still the same. Fianna Fáil's poll numbers in the most recent poll were below that of Sinn Féin, and yet they were listed before Sinn Féin because, well, it wouldn't be natural. In fact, there has been open talk of a natural floor to Fianna Fáil and their vote, as though the natural order of things, as it was termed, was that Fianna Fáil must dominate, and this is an aberration. It can't go on. The most extreme example I've seen recently was on an RTE panel programme which had on a representative from the PDs, a party which no longer exists. Well, if we're so craving familiarity that we mourn for the dead parties of the past, I suppose we can hardly be surprised to see Fine Gael leading in the polls.